Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, November 15th. Happy Saturday. Let's dig into God's Word together, asking that He would meet us in His Word. Isaiah 58, verses 9 through 14 talks about how the Lord will answer us. And my initial question was, when? Well, the passage goes on to tell us when, after our acts of true justice, mercy, and compassion, when we cry to help, He will say, "Here I am." Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and He will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your gloom will be like noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interest on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interest or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Oh Lord, we just turn this into a prayer that you would guide us continually, as it says in verse 11, and satisfy our needs in parched places. And then in verse 13, I want to make that a prayer as well, Lord, that we would honor you and that we would spend time pursuing you, that we would take Sabbath rest, and instead of serving our own interests, that you would help us to see the places where we are running after things that do not bring you glory, so that we might turn and delight in you. Our second passage today is Acts chapter 25, verses 1 through 5. Here, Festus arrives on the scene. I had to say, okay, Felix, Festus, who are they? How are they different? So Felix and Festus were Roman governors under Nero, and Festus is going to succeed Felix. It seems as though, according to the internet, so, you know, take it as you will, that Felix is called back to Rome amid Jewish unrest there, and Festus is going to now be the one who's on Paul's case and has to hear Paul. And so today we're going to start that journey with Festus. Chapter 25, verse 1. 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem, where the chief priests and the leaders of the Jews gave him a report against Paul. They appealed to him and requested, as a favor to them against Paul, to have him transferred to Jerusalem. They were, in fact, planning an ambush to kill him along the way. Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea and that he himself intended to go there shortly. So he said, "Let those of you who have authority come down with me, and if there is anything wrong about the man, let them accuse him." Tomorrow we'll read more about what happens between Paul, the Jews, and Festus. Let's end our readings today with Psalm 125, verses 1 and 2. In verse 1, those who trust in the Lord are compared with something. See if you can catch it. It is an object, a really big, unmovable object. And then in verse 2, there's another image, and I wonder if you'll catch that image as well. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time on and forevermore. These are beautiful images, that those who trust in the Lord are like a strong mountain. God is compared to a mountain range that surrounds his people with his strength, with his power, and with his presence. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Tomorrow we have a special treat in worship. We have the Voices of Lee, which is a choir or a singing group that is coming from Lee University. And they're very talented. And I went on the internet and found something that they did recently. And I want to play it for you at the end of the podcast after we pray. Tomorrow night, there will be a concert at 6 p.m. with the Voices of Lee as well, and I hope that you will be able to make it. Will you pray with me? Father, make us into a strong mountain. Remind us today that you are present with us, and your strength and your qualities of care and compassion are near to us. Help us to keep the main thing the main thing. Help us to be about acts of mercy and justice and remembering to be with you, not always after our own interest. Thank you, Lord, for our community of faith. We lift up to you even now those in our family and our friend groups that are hurting. We ask, Lord, that you would come to their rescue, that you would bring them your help, and that your Holy Spirit would be present with them. We also ask, Lord, that you would continue to give us a love for your word and your work. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.